Styling it your way. How are you doing with your style? My next guest, oh, she knows all about it. 30 years in the retail business. She's worked at Nordstrom, Marshall Fields, Macy's, and more, and certainly walked away from corporate, started her own business. So Michelle Crick, fashion expert, wardrobe stylist, personal shopper. What you wearing today there, Michelle?
I'm a little casual today.
I think all of us, and we're about to introduce a special guest, we're all in black. We all okay?
Yes, we are today. It's a little windy, a little cold.
We look
you know.
So thin.
Yeah. Black is not only the way to look that way. So,
and you know now why I run. Got to work on those calories in, calories out. I digress. We are talking sustainability today. This is a hot topic right now in all aspects. Take it away, Michelle.
Yeah, sustainability is really big right now in every industry, but it's hitting the fashion industry hard. And I just thought we'd talk a little bit about the subject, what it means. We're never going to get through all the aspects of it today, but touch on it a little bit and really talk about what ways that it can work into your lifestyle.
So sustainability can work in a styling lifestyle, right?
Yeah, I really believe it can.
Introduce our guest, please.
I have the lovely Kara Hoholik here today, and she is really a leader in Grand Rapids for the sustainability movement, and I wanted to bring her in and share some of her expertise in this conversation also.
Good morning to you, Kara. You're what, also a fellow for, is it Seco Designs?
It's Seco Designs. It means laughter in Lugandan.
What is Lugandan?
Lugandan is the language in Uganda, in Africa.
Oh, Ugandan?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Well, you have much to talk about and share. Let's talk about you. You are Canonsburg homebound?
Yes, I live in the Canonsburg area with my husband and three little kids. I used to work in higher education before I had kids, and so I found sustainable and socially conscious fashion by way of social justice, which has always been something that I am passionate about. It's kind of a non-conventional way to get into the fashion industry, I think, but yeah, here we are.
Yes. Michelle, would you define the term sustainability in your world?
This sustainability is an overall concept, and really what it is so many facets and components. But basically, it's meeting the needs of the present without compromising the future generations. And really has three main pillars that a lot of organizations are following, whether it's the clothing or other industries. It's environmental, social, and economic. And so environmental, think planet, think reducing the carbon footprint. That's something that the apparel industry is really trying to focus on right now. It's also social, think people. So making sure people are treated fairly and they're supporting their communities. And lastly, economic. And that obviously means profit, which is important for a company to run. But we need to make sure it's not at the expense of the other two pillars we just talked about. So
I focus more about sustainable fashion.
Yeah, so what's happening with sustainable fashion is they're taking those components of the sustainability piece that we talked about a minute ago, but it's more focused on clothing, shoes, and accessories. And really, it's about the manufacturing and the marketing of those goods in the best sustainable way. But sustainable fashion also moves it into the user and the user and how they can focus on their individual attitudes and behavior towards sustainability.
What is this term, circular fashion?
Yeah, that's big right now. Yeah. And what it is, if you look at our industry, we're a very linear industry. We design, we produce, we wear, we throw away. And what circular fashion is we're taking all components and making it a circular concept. So
no more throw away.
Right, exactly. So now the beginning, the design and production is focused really on how we're making it, what fabrics we're using, the carbon footprint being eliminated or reduced at least. You're talking about green and clean. You're talking about fair and ethical practices. But then you're also moving into how the consumer uses it, repair of the goods, renting goods, consignment, vintage, all of that. So it becomes circular and nothing's now going to waste.
What's your, let's say, your stance on the subject then being a stylist?
I know. It's a great question because basically, from a stylist perspective, I still believe one of the most important things is to make sure you are feeling confident in the clothes that you're wearing. If you're wearing items just because of the sustainability piece, but you're not feeling great about yourself, that's not the right match for you. And when we talk about all this, there's not one right answer. So what I believe is there are things that you can do to help with the sustainability concept, and that's what we'll talk about in a little bit.
I'll bring you back into the conversation, Kara, an expert on sustainability you are. Talk about your key thoughts then on this subject.
Yeah, absolutely. So I really love what Michelle was talking about the circular fashion and making it about the person wearing the clothes and feeling confident and good in your clothes. And I really believe that that's not only about the style, but also about the fabrics that you're wearing and using that are touching your skin, that they are good for the environment and good for your body, that the people who are making your clothes are being treated well. And when you know that, when you know the people who made your items that you're wearing and know that they were treated well and that their families are taken care of, it does make you feel good and confident in the clothes that you're wearing as well.
How am I going to know who made my outfit today?
So a lot of companies are doing great things where Seiko Designs, the company that I work for, our employees sign each item of clothing that they make. So you can look up their bios on our website. You can learn more about them and their story and really feel connected to your clothing that you're wearing.
Michelle, what is a top tip for behaving in a more sustainable way?
Well, I think the most important thing is to shop your own closet first before you go purchase. And so I see so many people adding items to their closet that they're not even wearing, that they don't feel good in, that they wear once and don't feel like they're their style or it doesn't fit their body. So start with your own closet. And it's amazing how many outfits you actually have in your own closet, depending on how you style it differently. And then everybody thinks like summer items are just summer items or fall items or fall. Well, there's a way you can combine your wardrobe so that you can layer up and do some things with more of your items and you can get more wear out of it through the year. So those are a couple just really quick tips that you want to do before you go out and buy something new.
Tell me more. Spend a bit of time, if you would, on strategic shopping.
Yeah, so I'm really big on strategic shopping, and there's a couple different ways you want to do that. And everybody's going to want to add new items to their wardrobe. They want a new outfit when they go out. It's how you buy something that adds to your wardrobe that you already have in your wardrobe that goes with it. So number one, make sure your closet is organized. And if your closet is organized, you're able to see what you have. I see a lot of times after I reorganize a closet with someone, I see they have 5 black cardigans and they only need one or two, maybe 2 different styles. If they know what they have, they will not buy the same items again. And then number two, utilize what you have as basics. Focus on some timeless pieces that you can utilize for a lot of things. And when you add new items from every season, maybe some trends that you think are exciting or a new item you need to add to wear to this event you're doing, you're wearing it with your timeless pieces you already have.
Carol, what do you think is something we could do to support sustainability then?
Yeah, I love what Michelle was talking about shopping your closet first. I definitely agree with that and think that that's really helpful. When I first started in looking at sustainability in terms of fashion, I was really overwhelmed and I thought I had to, you know, throw away everything in my closet and start over and buy from all these specific brands. But the reality is everything that I already own is sustainable because it's already made, it's already purchased. And so I can just wear that. And so I think going forward in when you're adding new pieces to your wardrobe is looking at your specific values and what's really important to you. And those are going to be different for you and for me and for Michelle, what things that we really value, whether that's fair wages or the type of material or what you're dyeing the clothes with to make them different colors. You know, or if you're vegan, for example, there's lots of different values that we have. And I think determining what those are, maybe your top 2 or 3, and then kind of going from there.
Today, well, we all wore black. Michelle, yes. let's talk about that consignment shopping. And I know we've addressed this before. How does that play into sustainability?
Yeah, I think just consignment shopping and thrift shopping is really on the upswing. And it really is coming from the sustainability focus that we are having as a world today. And so there's so many great treasures you can find in a thrift store or consignment shopping. So go out there and try to find something there. Number one, it's less expensive. Number two, it's already out there in the world, and buying something like that is sustainable. Just make sure that you do not lose focus on buying it just because of the price. Buy it because it fits in your style. From a stylist perspective, I will never lose that focus because you can still buy something sustainable, but it has to fit in your style.
How about online shopping?
Yeah, online shopping, there's a lot going on with that. There's a couple different ways that you can utilize online shopping for the sustainability concept. Number one, it's purchase. Number two is rent. So ThredUp and The RealReal are great sites to use gently worn clothing. A lot of, like, The RealReal has great higher end brands at great prices. So it's in essence consignment shopping online. And then Rent the Runway and a couple others that have been popping up are interesting ways to rent. So Rent the Runway started with just dresses, just special occasion. Now they've expanded out to other categories, which is giving you a chance to really support sustainability. Always feel like you're having a new wardrobe almost, and you are supporting the concept of already worn.
Yes. With our time limitations, I'm going to ask you both for your top two, if you want to sneak in three brands that are doing good things in sustainability. Michelle, I'll start with you.
From a designer perspective, I love what Stella McCartney is doing. She is really leading the pack with cruelty-free approach. Athleta is a B Corp, and a B Corp means it's balancing profit and purchase, and so or profit and purpose. So you have to be certified for that, and they use a lot of recycled materials into their clothing. And then from an opening price point standpoint is H&M. And Sweden, from a country, has been very much leading a lot of this for years. And 2012, H&M launched the Conscious Collection, and that's from recycling. That's from 2012. So, and they also do a recycling program where you bring something in, you'll get a discount on the new clothes. So then, again, there's no waste to clothes you already have.
Kara, your top thoughts?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a couple of places right here in Grand Rapids that are really focusing on socially conscious fashion and sustainability. One is Adored Boutique, which is on Cherry Street. The owner, Emily, does an amazing job, and you really don't have to do the research. You know that she's already vetted all the brands that she has in her store. Treetops Collective is another one that employs new American refugee women to make their clothes and home decor. Also, of course, Seiko Designs, I work for them, and I think that we are doing a really great job and being super intentional about the clothing that we create. And if you're listening to this and feeling a little worried about how you have to do all this research now and have to go to all these new brands, there are a lot of big companies now that are realizing that consumers want sustainable fabrics. They want the people who are making the clothes to be treated well and paid fairly. So Target is actually doing really great things. They have tons of information on their website. They have actually like a 97-page document about detailing all of their factories worldwide, the conditions, how much they get paid, all that kind of stuff. And so I feel very comfortable shopping at Target, especially for my kids, knowing that they're really working hard towards that.
Kara Hoholik, again, our sustainability guest. How do we find out more information?
Sure. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram, My Educated Style. And I also have, my website is the same name.
And again, representing Seiko Designs, doing great things. Your final comments, Michelle?
There is a lot on this subject, and it's not an easy subject. And one of the things that Kara said to me as we were discussing this radio interview is really talking about it's important to do at least one thing. It doesn't have to be everything, but do one thing. Move yourself a little bit forward in this category, and you're not going to get it all right. So still focus on who you are, what your style is, and then think about it a little more than you probably did before.
Awesome. On the list for today, in between the radio show. Here we go. Thank you very much, Michelle Crick and Kara Hoholik, on this topic of sustainability on our Styling It Your Way segment. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.